For 9 nights in a row, members of the 1 o'clock congregation, along with members of the morning and evening English-speaking congregations, were doing the traditional Latino posadas. 7 of these posadas took place in the neighborhoods at people's houses. And the other 2 were here at the cathedral. For the first time, we had our youth and children ministries partnering alongside with our Latino ministry and host a posadas this year. And for the 3rd year in a row, each one of the clergy and staff took on the celebration of at least 1 of the Eucharist of Las Posadas, and some of the clergy even preached. The tradition is that the journey starts on the 16th of December and ends on the 24th of December every year, each day representing 1 of the months that Blessed Mary carried baby Jesus in her womb. So, in short definition, the posadas are the reenact of the night Mary and Joseph were out looking for a place to stay where Mary could deliver baby Jesus. This tradition began around 430 years ago in Mexico, when Spiner friars of the Order of St. Dominic start singing Christmas carols inside the temple after Mass. Eventually, one of the friars, named Friar Diego, began taking the people on procession out to the streets, around the neighborhoods, and with that, the posadas were born. As this tradition started to grow, other elements were added, such as appointing a young girl and a young man to act as Mary and Joseph, and selecting 3 homes for the pilgrims to go and ask for shelter for Mary and Joseph. The owners of the first 2 houses are instructed to deny access to the pilgrims, but the 3rd allows them, and then the celebration begins. With the passing of the years, the posadas has not only spread around most states and cities in Mexico, but have also reached significant number of countries, including our own. For many people, including many who religiously do posadas year after year, the posadas are just a Christmas tradition where we gather for family, food, and fun. But when you take a step back, you realize that the posadas not only offer us a strong theological and ethical meaning, but also speaks of a social urgency that was manifested when Mary and Joseph were seeking shelter and has continued till today. Since the beginning, the posadas has explicitly spoken of a truth that reaches out further than just our Mary and Joseph narrative. It speaks of a world that is still not willing to open its doors to those who are left behind. A world that excludes those who are vulnerable, hungry, naked, and in need. A world that sometimes gives the impression that rejects the poor just for being poor. This is a porophobia, and this is a sin as bad as xenophobia, homophobia, and racism. So let us take a step back today. Let us review the posadas not as participants, but as spectators, or fly on the wall, if you will. This is the dynamic of any posadas on any given day. A group of people get together at a specific time, at a chosen home. They begin to walk, And with their walking begins a song. Caminando va José. Caminando va María. They are walking, go, Mary and Joseph, the song says. They stop at their first home. They ask for shelter. And from within, they are rejected. However, they continue on their journey. They stop at a second house, and the story repeats. They are once again denied access to the house. Their journey continues, and they arrive to the third house. Once again, they ask for shelter, but this time the voices within cheerfully and energetically accept their plea and open the doors. They let them in, and everyone walks in. Soon after, a celebration begins. So here is a question. As a spectator, what do you see? What do you hear? And as you think of your answer, think of these verses from the Gospel of John we heard this morning. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. I will share with you what I see and what I hear every night I participate at one of our posadas, whether it is in the neighborhoods or here at the cathedral. I see a defiant people. I'm unafraid to witness in public the faith that carries them through the challenges they face every day. I see a community at work, together, providing an opportunity to build relationships and net solidarity. I see people of different backgrounds breaking cultural and language barriers and getting closer to each other. I see young adults, youth, and children learning of a cultural and ancestral tradition they might carry on in the future. I see the kingdom of God at the reach of my hands. And just for that, I experience a joy second to none. As for what I hear a multitude of voices, ours, and that of those who did this before us, reminding everyone that this world is still broken and needs to be brought to wholeness. That there are way too many people left behind, forgotten, neglected, and rejected. And there are way too many doors and hearts closed, not only to other peoples, but to God himself. I hear a prophetic voice, the voice that came out of the wilderness crying out, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. That is the voice of John the Baptist, reminding us that we still have work to do, and it's urgent that we get on it sooner rather than later. And I hear the voice of faithful Christians of the past and present urging us to help in the building of the kingdom of God in a more consistent way, proactively constructing a more welcoming community of faith. This is what I like to think of Las Posadas. We organize an offer here at the cathedral. I like to think of them as a channels to help us to get there, to the vineyard, and continue doing together the work God instructed us to do. Heal the sick, feed the hungry, care for the weakest, and continue striving for social justice in this nation and in the world. I know this is going to sound naive to many of you, but when I was a kid and my family and I participated at the posadas in my neighborhood. I thought I was helping Joseph and Mary. And yet to be born baby Jesus, to find a place to stay. And my joy was special when the third house opened its doors and let us in. Somewhat I still believe that. Somehow I think of Las Posadas as a joyful walking, singing a dream, and voicing a hope that one day there won't be children going to bed hungry, nor minors abandoning their homes, seeking shelters in countries that aren't theirs and that may not receive them well, nor homeless families and individuals living day by day and night by night. I think of Las Posadas as an aspiration of all people of faith, as a vision, and as a place I would like to see all faith traditions in the future, bringing God home, opening the doors of the world so God can enter to his own place, and we can recognize him again for the salvation of all. Now, my sisters and brothers, if I am dreaming, please wake me up. I need to be at church to preach a sermon at 1 o'clock today, and I can be late. Merry Christmas to you and yours, wherever they may be. Amen.